CLX Mobile, monitoring.
CLX W4DJW Mobile, monitoring.
DJW N6CLX. Well, we're both monitoring, not talking.
Hi. You don't have a status indicator. I guess that's our status indicator. That triggers you to change your status. Anyway, how'd your day go?
I guess compared to all the people I had wrecked this morning, mine went much better.
Had what this morning?
Car wrecks on the interstate.
So, do you know any of those people?
Oh, well, I had mine 2 days ago. So, didn't have another.
Okay, well, that's a positive outlook. 2 days have gone by since you had one. You didn't have one. You're thankful you didn't. That's a good thing. You're not living in California anymore, though.
Can't blame the drugs in South Carolina.
On your way home from work or on your way out to get supper or what? What's going on?
Name here's Mike, by the way. No, I'm on the way home from work. And work over out the other side of Spartanburg and live in Greenville County. So I got my half hour.
Nick spoke before. I'm the one that had a team out in San Diego. I live over here. The team is over there. But now I don't work for them anymore. I work for myself. And my commute is just across the hall, as it was when I was working for them. But, yeah, if you don't use the car to go to work, then no accidents. And you get really low mileage on your car. Your car gets old and it has low mileage on it.
Now, that's about right. This one here, well, I was working out of the house for 5 years. This one I bought for that job. It's a 2015 and it's got 58,000 on it.
It was new in 17 and it's got 13,000 miles on it. I got a truck new in 96 and it's got 32,000 miles on it.
That's good. Yeah, my 2006 Jeep got wiped out across the windshield. I'm just minding my own business going 45 on 290 over in Duncan when I got sideswiped by a deer.
Was that the accident a couple of days ago, or is that something different?
Yeah, that was 2 days ago. I'm just minding my own business, just trying to get to the gas station, thinking about work. All of a sudden, I heard bam, my life exploded.
So did it total the Jeep, or is it just like in the shop to be repaired?
It's drivable if you can punch out the windshield. You can't see through the windshield. It broke the driver window, or cracked it actually. Took off the driver's side mirror, jumped up and fell down on the top of the Jeep at the windshield. So it bent the top down so that the whole interior roof, caved in a little bit.
Deer, DOA?
It was a hit and run.
Were you able to keep moving?
I pulled over into the middle of 290, and it took me a good 2 minutes to figure out what the heck happened. And I didn't know if someone hit me, a bird hit. I didn't know what happened. I didn't know if a tire came across. I just had no clue. And finally, I kind of could peek through the hole in the glass and could see I was right there at an intersection. So carefully pulled out, turned around, got hazards on. People then started stopping, telling me it was a deer. It's down there. It's still alive, kicking. And by the time I went back to find it, it was gone.
290 above Wade Hampton or 85 or 290 below Wade Hampton or 85?
290 in Duncan. So right off the Duncan exit. I was just going to go get some gas, but I decided to pass up the two stations right there at the interstate to go get something a little cheaper at Shell. That was an expensive tank of gas that I didn't get.
Well, I hate that happened, but that happens a lot around here. They used to open up deer season, or they made it at one point in time. They made it year-round because it got so bad, and that still didn't thin them out. But I guess they're thinned out a little now because I think they're back to having deer season again. But sorry to hear that. I know coming up from Jacksonville one time, I used to go down to Jacksonville, Florida, and spend a few days down there at work and then come back up 95 on the coast of South Carolina, between Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina, coming up 95, and the deer will be standing out by the edge of the road. You're doing 70 miles an hour coming up the road. The speed limit is 65, so you're doing 5 over, you're doing 70 miles an hour. And they're standing 3 feet away from your car going by. Well, that will wake you up in a hurry. You go by a deer at 70 miles an hour, and they're standing 3 feet away from you.
Last incident with a deer actually hitting me. I've seen them. I've come close, but this one, I didn't even... The thing that really gets me is I never even saw it coming. I saw a blur, and then my whole, like I said, my whole world exploded. I got a phone call. And took a
for the phone call. W4DJ, W Mobile.
Thanks. Dave, you still there?
Hey, Patrick. Are you headed back up the mountain?
No, sir. Still working.
You work some long hours, Patrick.
It's not too bad.
I guess when you like what you're doing, it's not really work, huh?
Not really. I do enjoy it for the most part, but it does get frustrating at times.
See, when I was programming, when I was writing code, I look forward to, I'd wake up in the middle of the night and have thoughts of what I needed to do next day, write it down, take it to work with me the next day, and code it. I dreamed about my work. That's really liking your work.
Well, it was that way when I was working on cars, too. I fixed a lot of cars in my sleep.
I'm gonna see if Mike's phone call was over with. But, yeah, that's a good thing about work, doing what you like to do. It's not really work. It just chews up a bunch of time, is all. Things you might prefer doing. But you got to do something for a living, right?
Hey, did you get the email I sent you earlier?
In my email reader today at all, so I may not. I may have it, but I may not know it because I didn't. I had a really, really good day in the market today, and so I didn't do much of anything other than stocks.
And into them stocks, aren't you?
Like this, but I know it won't. It's really good. I don't have to work anymore for the rest of the year, and I'll match what I was making before I quit working.
That must be nice. You're going to have to teach me how you do that.
During the financial crisis, a little before that, because I knew the financial crisis, everybody knew it was coming. They just didn't know when. So I started a little bit before that. Then I kind of, after it was starting to recover, I kind of got away from it again until about 2014, I got back into it really heavy. Stayed that way for a couple of years, then got out of it again, and now getting back into it. So when you've had exposure to like that over, you know, 10, 15-year time frame, it makes it easier when you get back into it. You can catch up pretty quick.
Riding a bicycle. You just got to find a new mover.
You can know where the risk is and where the risk isn't and where to put risk on and where to avoid risk. You've been burned a few times, it's easy to know where to avoid it.
But that usually teaches you pretty quick. I don't want to do that again.
Trading there for a while. That's foreign exchange trading. And the brokerage company I used later made the news where they were cheating their customers. I would watch it. I would buy a foreign exchange currency and I'd watch it really close. And if it started to go south, I'd bail real fast. Come to find out, they were doing that. They were manipulating the market to do that. They eventually got shut down, but that kind of soured me for foreign exchange trading. But otherwise, I mean, if you don't have a bad experience like that, that could be a good thing to do, too.
I'm new. Forget this cryptocurrency crap. I'm going to get paid in radios.
That's Patrick's in there with us, W4DJW.
PLX.
To hear about your deer crash there. I was listening while you and Dave were talking. KO4HKX.
It pays in radios.
I pretty talked it over with the wife. You know, I don't know what's going to happen because of the car prices and the used car prices. If it does go to a total, though, I'm seriously thinking of just, I'll buy it at salvage and then I'll take it to the cheapest body shop I can find and just say, hey, Jose, bang it out.
I hit a truck one time and I regretted it. No, I didn't. It lasted for a while. I just really, really liked the truck. And I should have let it go when the insurance company said let it go. But I didn't. But anyway, so what job is this that pays in crypto, pays currency to radios as currency?
I heard on the news this morning, one of the federal legislators, I don't know if he's a senator or just a congressman, anyway, one of the congressmen says he wants to be paid in crypto. I'm like, man.
Darius, my neighbor does that. He's trying to talk me into it. My new neighbor from Seattle, he just moved in a few weeks ago. He hadn't talked me into it yet, though. I've looked at it, but I'm still looking at it. I can't invest that much money in one coin. Pick it up, Patrick.
I do know very little about cryptocurrency, but gentlemen, I'm going to have to hop out of here. I'm at my next stop. Dave, Mike, y'all have a good afternoon. I'll say 7-3s for now, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Good luck. Hope you sell something.
Ride home if I don't talk to you again, Patrick. Good talking to you. And Mike, have you ever tried cryptocurrency?
And things I know about.
Mining, and looking at it that way, a different angle on cryptocurrency. But I came across a picture of a few hundred NVIDIA video cards that were in a trash heap that were trashed because of doing that. Those things aren't cheap. I decided I better not mine it. I didn't want to trash my video card.
Anyway, at work we manufacture and sell fans. So it wasn't me, but the boss was in talks with a guy in Canada that does crypto mining, and they're interested in some fans because their transformers were overheating. And they need to cool down the fan, the transformers. Seriously, cool them down quickly. Otherwise, they're going to lose all their mining. And the amount of power they were pulling was crazy. But they're in Canada, and they were in Saskatchewan, I think, because that is the area that's got the least expensive electricity. That's how much electricity they use mining this crap, you know. So it'd be interesting to know how many, I'm going to let this drop, how many greenies are buying crypto when they're polluting the heck out of the world.
It's going to convert it. I mean, it's kind of like difference between AM and single sideband on ham radio or using Echolink. Every time there's a change, there's pushback. It doesn't matter what it is. But now how many AMers do you hear on HF? There's a few stragglers out there, but most of it's all sideband. How many tubes radios are there out there? There's still a few. There's some amps that are tubes, but not that many. It's the only thing that's consistent is change. Only constant you can depend on is change. And currency will go the way of the crypto. It's going to happen whether we like it or not.
Yep. Yeah, I just... I don't care about it right now. I mean, basically, aren't we? We're all using some kind of digital currency. I mean, you know, I can't tell you the last time I used a bill.
Very true. I get some cash out of the ATM machine maybe once a year, and it stays in my wallet for a whole year, and then some event will happen that I have to spend it, and it might be another year before I go and get any. So I go a year with no, and that's kind of dangerous because, you know, if you have a breakdown, wreckers aren't going to take checks or I don't know, they might take credit cards now, but last I knew, this is, you better have a couple $100 bills in your car if you break down on the interstate because that's all they take.
Well, I got AAA for that. Anyway, and I used it the other day, by the way. I just don't know anymore. You know, everything's electronic. I've gotten so electronic. You know, I still have the last checkbook of the set that I got when I opened up the account in 2007. I've still got checks in it. And so when people ask me to write a check, I'm just looking at them like dumbfounded. I don't even know where it is.
Somebody says, I'll take a check. I'm like, I don't even know where a checkbook is. Or if it's even good, or if I even have the right one, there might be a bad one. There's just as high a probability that there's an old stale one laying around somewhere as there is a good one. And that's kind of dangerous, because then they get you for fraud. I don't know, 15 years ago, carpet cleaners came in and cleaned, and one of the workers stole a checkbook. and I had to get a new account. So the old checkbook's probably still around. With the old account number, they got canceled because the teller called me and said, hey, you want me to cancel your account and open you a new one? Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, it's interesting. When I see those videos of how the solar system was created, and I see worlds crashing into each other, and how much energy that's going by when that's happening, and then I think about us trying to save a few watts here and there. You think about the energy that was expended creating the Earth, and what's going to happen when the sun goes, turns into a red giant, and then a supernova, and we're worried about a few grams of energy? Really?
Whatever. There's people out there that would cringe knowing we're spending the energy to talk about it, you know. Anyway, about your comment with AM, I talked to a guy a few months ago, AM on, I think it was 40, just was spinning around. I said, man, that sounds like AM. I was on single sideband. I flipped over. Oh, he and I talked for a half hour. It was the most pleasant conversation. He was up in New York, but man, I forgot how clean and clear and beautiful AM sounds.
Sloshkies in their clothes. I went to Long John Silver's for lunch and they were closed. Is this a new thing that restaurants are closing on Thursdays that I don't know about? Anyway, there's a Glenn Farr is a ham radio operator who checks into our net every now and then at 9 p.m. and he rebuilt those radios and they have an AM net on 75 meters or 80 meters. Where they get on that net every night, and they occupy that space. You can see them. If you use a flex radio, you can see there's dual. There's two sides of their signal, where everybody else just has one, a lower side. But they do that, too. And when they go into transmit mode, they've got the old vintage stuff. And when they go into transmit mode, they'll talk for 15 or 20 minutes each. Because they have to throw switches to get it into the AM mode, and they have to, so they know who's next, and they're ready with all their switches. And when it comes their time in the rack queue, they throw all their switches, and the AM goes on. And Buddy Rowe, they'll talk for 15 or 20 minutes because it's so much work to get it in and get it transmitting AM. They're not just going to key up like you and I are doing and unkey. The key goes down, it stays down. But it, like you said, it is high quality audio. W4DJW.
All right, Dave. W4DJW N6CLX. I'm just pulled in. I guess I'm going to go in and find out what we're doing for dinner. But yeah, I've got three tube rigs that I'm using. Actually, two, because one I'm rebuilding. I've worked on it for 2 years now, and I'm so sick and tired of it. I'm ready to take a hammer to it, but I can't quite bring myself to it. One of these days, I'll fix it or throw it in the trash. It's a 6-meter rig. All right, I'll talk to you later. N6CLX. I'll be clear.
Good luck with your Jeep. Hope you get that worked out to your liking. Enjoy the ride. N6CLX, W4DJW Mobile.
W4NGU.
How's it going? I'm loving trading again. I'm really loving it. I had a fantastic day in the market today.
Well, you're an investor, and you've done exceedingly well. Man, NVIDIA went crazy today. Wish I'd had some Qualcomm.
What in the world was going on there? That just made my day. I tell you what, I just sat back in my chair and watched it climb. Didn't do anything else the rest of the day.
Well, that's the advantages of holding. But, man, that's great when you can pick them like that. You're either a genius or very fortunate, and probably both.
Draw. I just wish I would have. It's always the case when you get one that runs away like that. Wish I would have bought more, but I'm glad I bought what I did when I bought it. That's nice. I hope I have more days like that coming up. But I use a lot of tools for research. I do a lot of research. And then I'll build portfolios with high-quality stocks and then back test them and scrape the cream off the crop. and then do that again, and then do that again, and then take all the cream and make a portfolio out of that, and then scrape the cream off the top of that. That's a whole lot of work, but it's worth it.
And, of course, last couple of years, the market's gone up like crazy. But did I tell you I got some crypto?
No, you didn't. Did you buy a few coins? Multiple coins? My neighbor's trying to talk me into it, and I'm just not buying it yet.
Well, I got a friend in Atlanta, and he's got a cousin in Tennessee, and the cousin in Tennessee raised $650,000 in 2 weeks, and it's just nuts, but that thing is deep and wide. It goes way beyond mining. These guys are buying strongs and nodes, and those are things that process the crypto transactions, which are kind of in their infancy. And the guy in Atlanta bought an $800 node, and it's now worth $2,200. And I hadn't got into that. I just bought some Shiba about 3 weeks ago, and I threw a whole $100 at it, and it went up to $650. It's settled back now to about $500. But it's kind of interesting, but it's like you say, it's coming. You can't stop it. You can, people can talk it down, but it's going to be the future, so you better get used to it.
That's absolutely correct. I mean, it is. You're better when you learn to roll with the punches, all right? Don't push back. Just go with the flow. But one of the stocks that I was reading the fundamentals on it, the company profile and number of employees and how long it's been around, it was all about crypto, about what you're talking about. And it floated up there to the top. And it's still in my list. I've got about 20 more I've got to go through. I don't purchase but about a half a dozen a day, and I take my time about that. But that's still in the big list to be covered sometime in the future. So I'll pay a little bit more attention to that now that I know that. I didn't know what it was. I saw it and it was similar to what you're talking about, but it's something I'd never heard of before. So now I'm going to look into a little bit harder.
Well, one of the nodes is OHM, and that's not a stock name. That's a node name, and that's easy for hams to remember. But it pays, I forget what percentage, and it's compounded every 8 hours. So it's compounded three times a day. It winds up being like 3,200% a year, and 1,000 becomes 91,000 in a year, and after that, it's just absolutely, totally ballistic. And you got to have a lot of faith to put money out there because it has to go through three or four crypto brokers. You can't even do an ACH and wire dollars. You got to buy nodes in crypto, and there's about three levels deep of that, and there's some videos to show you how to do that. And it's so complicated, there are actually people online that charge $250 just to show you how to do it. But the guy in Tennessee is a welder, and he's making $42,000 a month off his nodes right now. And, well, he's got a welder / auto repair shop, and he just is a supervisor. I don't know why he's doing anything now. But if we got into this stuff in January, a couple of dollars would be a million now. We feel like we're late getting in now, but it's, you know, in the scheme of things, we're still way early. But it's interesting, man.
I'll look into that a little bit more. I mean, that's what I do for a living now, so I might as well spend some cycles on it and see if I can figure out what's going on. Because I got a rough idea with your explanation, but no details there that would drive anything. I think that company is probably one of those companies that facilitate some of that stuff, and you can also buy stock in them and those companies, which is what I was thinking. Okay, there's a little bit of buffering going on there. That's a little dampening that would, I mean, I know they're all going to do good. So, you know, when there's a gold strike, sell pitches and forks and shovels, right? Those are the ones that get rich.
Traded options, for years, commodity options, and I've sold short and taken the percentage per month, and was real successful doing that. I even got to the point I was handling quite a lot of money for other people. I don't do that anymore. But now I'm into options on stock. Of course, I trade shares every day in and out, be flat at the usually by noon. But, man, you can really get some leverage on buying calls and puts if you hit it right and just leave it in there a few days. You can double and triple easy. And the risk-reward is so good. I mean, you might buy an option for 20 cents and it go to $2. You can almost buy a put and buy a call and not even worry about direction. That's called a strangle. I'm sure you know about that if you studied options. And there's just so many ways to do it. It's just fascinating to me. It's been a 23-year love affair with me.
Options. I've never done one. I've never used options. I've looked at them a lot, and I've studied them several times, and thought that I pretty well understood exactly what was going on, and started to get into it, but didn't. And the thing, the clincher for me is, you can wind up, I don't like leverage at all. I don't use leverage whatsoever. I don't want, anything goes wrong, I don't want to wind up spending more than what I put down out of pocket. That's it. The most I can lose is what I invested. When you start getting to that area where you can lose more than you invested, that's that red flag or penalty flag on the field for me, and I back away. But I'm glad you're doing that. I'm just a kid compared to you, because I've only done it two or three times, and maybe spent a year on it each time. So I've got a lot of learning to do.
Buying puts and calls, you can only lose what you put in it, but you have the leverage. That's the advantage. Now, if you sell them, you get a certain percentage, which is not near as much as you could make if you went long. And there is danger there, but in that case, you just do a spread. And you can only make what the spread sold for, but there's a very definite amount that you can lose. So it's fascinating. I tell you, now that you've got time, you need to go on tastytrade.com. A guy there that invented Thinkorswim and sold it for $600 million, started a new brokerage, and he calls it Tasty Trade, and they have 8 hours a day of free options education. And it's every bit as good as spending $5,000 for a Palo Alto course. There's no need to do that. This is absolutely free. And they're on every day, and they analyze everything, and all they do is sell short spreads or something, and it's totally mathematical. You'd like it. They don't even care about direction, the kind of spreads they're doing. And the math is there, the bell curve, how many will expire in the money and out of the money, and the education's free.
Well, I'll do that. I've got the time to spend doing that now, so that's good. Good direction. Appreciate talking to you. I'm getting back to career, and I'm going to have to find something I'm going to bring home for lunch, so I need to give my better half a call and find out what she wants now that we know that Schlossky's good. Did you know that restaurants were closing on Thursdays?
I don't know what's up with that, but right quick, this guy's name that did it was Tom Sosnoff, and I went to a seminar in Atlanta, and he wears this funky hat, and he's got long hair, and I thought, and he walked up to the stage, and I thought a street person had come off the street. That's worth $600 million.
Oh, wow. Tom Schroff. Well, I'll look that up. I can pull up the recording and get the names so that you mentioned, so you don't have to repeat them or anything. I'll just pull it up off of that, and tomorrow, while I'm back at work again, at my desk in my office. Anyway, Phil, good talking to you. Let me make a call to Amy here and see what we're going to have for supper. W4NGU, W4DJW.
Thanks, Dave. See you later. W4 Never Give Up.